As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive. It's spontaneous. It's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website. The tool I want you to really put in your toolbox here today is a tool called a bid for a connection. Bids for connection. I didn't invent this. This is something that has become more popularized from the Gottman Institute. Now, think of it this way. Every day you are bidding people's attention, and every day your family and your friends, your children are bidding your attention. Now, if you've got a situation where like, you know what? No, Sean, I don't. My teenager doesn't ever talk to me. My teenager is older now. They don't want to connect with me. Well, that is a problem that we're here to solve, because when your child was younger, they bid your attention a lot. And for a variety of reasons, many are very normal, and some have to do with, you know, the home culture and the culture of our society is that our kids get older. They oftentimes, it's very normal, bid our attention less. But here's what a normal, like subtle bid for attention might sound like. It's you're sitting there and you say to your children, you say in the car you're driving, you say to your spouse, oh, look at the clouds. Aren't they pretty here together? Aren't they pretty? Or you might say, it's just kind of hot today. You might say like, that food was a little bit spicy. You might just say under your breath, I don't really know what to do. See, these are all very normal ways that we're bidding people's attention. We're human beings. We are desired, or we are like created for human contact. It's been scientifically proven that if you separate humans from intimacy and other human relationships, we go downhill. Other little subtle bids that we do is like, hey, it's kind of hot in here, huh? Yeah. I don't know. Where do you think we should go eat? What do you think about this? Can you pick up my dry cleaning? Can you do our dishes? Now, those would be examples of more direct bids. Like, hey, can you pick up my dry cleaning? Can you help out with the kids? Can you go do some parenting? Can you help us make a decision? Can you pay that bill? Can we have sex? These are all very direct bids for attention. And now this is where it gets really important to think about parenting, right? Because I really want you to do this week. I want you to have a more awareness of how your kids are bidding your attention. Now, if you notice in the next 3 days that your kids are not bidding your attention, I want you to ask yourself, what happened here? What happened? What the hell happened? Why aren't my kids bidding my attention? And I think most of the time, what I think, just take this with a grain of salt, the reason why your kids may not be bidding your attention is because either A, you have allowed screens to really screw up your relationships, screw up your parenting, screw up your life, scare up your family. So now your child is more interested in bidding other people's attention, like their friends or their online friends are just playing a stupid video game on their phone, and they have now find more confidence and more enjoyment and more trust in bidding the attention found on a screen versus in bidding a family's attention. That is a problem that we're going to solve here together today. Or B, that they have stopped bidding your attention because there actually is a lack of trust that has happened, is that they don't trust you to respond to their bids. They don't trust you to respond in a positive way. Either you respond with your reactions, your pep talkings, your negativity, your whininess, your controlling behaviors. And so your child or your teenagers be like, "What? This is no fun. I don't trust this person anymore to respond to my bids. It's not enjoyable for me." Or then in some situations, which I don't think that many of you would apply to it here, is maybe you work a lot, maybe you're a workaholic, or maybe you're an alcoholic or a screenaholic, and that your issues is, and your attachment with these other topics have mastered your life. And now your child has seen that and they've lost trust in you, so that when they bid your attention, they have given up and they don't really want to do this anymore. Like, they don't want to try anymore. They don't want to keep bidding your attention. Now, again, just to repeat, if you're just coming on now, I challenge you all to this week, have a greater awareness of how your kids are bidding for your attention and be very responsive to that. But while you're having a greater awareness of how they're bidding your attention, I want to also invite you to have a greater awareness of how you are bidding their attention. And are they responsive to you? And this is where I want us to focus on here for a second, because as I hope you got the group text in the WhatsApp text, is what healthy parenting should feel like, is that when we bid our child's attention the first time, is that they respond to us. They respond to us by either saying, "Yes, I will do that," or we teach them how to respond to us in a responsive way by saying, "No, I don't want to do that right now, but I will do that later." Or, "No, I don't really want to do that because I'm different than you and I have a different plan, but let me get back to you on that." Like, we're always teaching our kids how to respond to our bids. So what happens is, if you have a child right now and some of their reactions, if you don't know what that means, you can turn to question 2 in the being the best you, and they have and your child has a reactionary pattern of shutting down or withdrawing from you or avoidance or screen time, that's a problem we're going to solve together. Because what might have happened is that the child has now lost trust in you. They don't trust you. Remember, parenting is never about what it's about. And so now the child has said, "Why would I go talk to my parents about this topic? It's not going to be fun. I'm not going to enjoy this. I'm just going to go do it on my own." So if you're just logging on now, welcome. And I really want you to think about how you use bids in your family, because here's what's not a bid. What's not a bid is, "Hey, honey, can you, the dishes are done. Can you please empty the dishwasher so I can load the dirty dishes?" Okay, so that is a great bid right there. But what's not a bid is that, hey, are you gonna empty the dishwasher? Hey, get off your phone and empty the dishwasher. You know what? If I have to say one more time, empty the dishwasher, I'm taking that phone away. So that's not bidding someone's attention. Now you've just moved into, reactionary parenting. Reactionary parenting. And this is where I really want you to, as we come to the close of this teaching, this is what I want you to focus on. Look at your reactions for a second and look at them in a whole new way. Okay. If you've been with me for a while, hopefully you've tried to get your sheet memorized. It's actually very, very, very helpful if you memorize your top 5 desires and your top 5 buttons. So helpful for you to counsel yourself. It's like, why am I acting this way? Why am I continuing to do this same parenting? Why am I not using my new tools and acting out or doing these stupid reactions? Well, it's not rocket science. It's normally because, A, your desires are not being
ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Net or B, your buttons are getting pushed. And now we're taking a shovel and we're looking at it a little differently. What's also likely happening is that your bids for connection are not being met, and it hurts. It freaking sucks. It really sucks if you're driving in a car and you say, aren't those clouds kind of pretty? And nobody responds to you. It freaking sucks. It freaking sucks if you say, hey, can you empty the dishwasher? And no one responds. If you say, hey, grandma and grandpa's coming over, I think we could all go to the cherry festival together. And nobody wants to go. It freaking sucks when you ask your kid, can you please not act out this way? Can you please do this? Can you please take care of your business? And they don't do it. Because these are normal, natural, authoritative bids for connection and parenting your kids. So here is what I want you to do is in that moment, you're going to hurt and you're going to hurt. And you and I are going to be tempted to do one of two things. One, we're going to be tempted to move in a reactionary pattern, which is in the genre of avoidance, self-soothing. Here, I'll just pick up someone's packet here today. I won't read you her reactions, but I won't tell you who she is to protect her privacy, but you can tell us this mother's reaction. She is here right now. She gets anxious feelings in her body. So notice how all of her reactions are one of two extremes, generally speaking. They either move us away towards people, away from people is what I should have said, into more self-soothing, or they move us towards people in a very aggressive, give me what I want, right now type of way. So anxious feelings and body would be kind of like in the middle. And so I'm not going to put that into a genre. Argue, resist, cross complain, right? Argue, yelling, cross complain, avoidance. So this is why we avoid. We avoid because we don't trust that they're going to respond to our bids. Caretaking, reminding, right? It's exhausting doing this stuff. It's actually hurting the relationship when we do caretaking, when we do reminding, when we do babying. It drives our kids nuts. It actually pushes us away from them because they will withdraw from us when we get into that cross-complain, nagging type vibe. Or defensiveness. Now, defensiveness, wow, that would definitely be born in the avoidance. Isn't that interesting how they're all like in these genres? I sometimes teach, it's just my opinions from my observations, there's like a triangle of reactions and we all struggle with it, right? There's avoidance down here and then there's more aggression down here. And on the top is what I'll call like substances, you know, screens, alcohol, workaholism, something with ism where it's all about self-soothing and we just lose it. Remember, as we wrap this up, remember to think yourself, parenting is never about what it's about. The next time your kid asks your kid to empty the dishwasher, the next time you ask your kid to, you know, make sure they're taking care of their business and schoolwork or being present to your bids, remember this conversation. Remember, this is not what it's about. What it's really about is they're not responsive to my bids. And now what we're going to do about it is what we do here in this. What we're going to do today, and every time you see my face, one of the things we do is we use our healthy tools. And that's reason 1,075,000 of the beauty of the heart talk, my favorite tool, because it's a healthy way of inviting bids and accepting bids and connecting with our kids so we don't have to do that stupid stuff.
Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting, or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.